It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie today, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, and that is Ferry House Sunday Market at Ferry House Racecourse near Ratoath in County Meath. Now, it is Ireland's favourite Sunday market. In fact, I'd argue it's probably one of the favourite markets any day of the week in the country. And the reason being, it just has everything. You will find anything and everything you need, including clothing, shoes, jewellery, sportswear, workwear, pillows, kitchenware, power tools, fishing tackle, the list goes on and on and on. There's also a car boot sales section of the market where you can visit and buy stuff off people selling out of the boot of their cars, or you yourself can actually get a pitch at the market out of the boot of your car. Anyway, a couple of weeks ago, I visited Ferry House Sunday Market to speak to a number of the traders, including a lovely lady called May, who's been selling beautiful jewellery at her stall for many years.
Oh, we selling all the custom jewelries and the sterling silver jewelries in our stall. I've been here more than 10 years now. It's a nice place to sell and community to, communicate to customer also. Sterling silver, we sell all the gemstone sterling silver here, and they are very, very good price. Yeah, we get lots of customers to come back to us also, lots of return customers, not me, lots of customers, come back and get more and more, yeah.
Okay, and that was May. Ferry House Sunday Market is open most Sundays throughout the year, with the exception of a couple of Sundays, like Easter Sunday when there's a race meeting on. But other than that, open most Sundays throughout the year. Pop along and tell them that the lads from Opinions Matter told you to pop in. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Hi guys, says this message. Can you please talk about this, but don't say my name on your show because my neighbours aren't the nicest people. I live in Finglas, and with all the good weather lately, my next door neighbours are out in the garden the whole time. The problem is that they're sitting out their back garden smoking weed. The bang of it is unreal, and their kids are playing away in the garden while they are smoking it. Their kids are only young and should not be around this. I'm so pissed off that every time I walk out my back garden, I can smell their dirty little habit. It's invading my own garden. I want to report them to the guards, but my fella is telling me to keep out of it. Anyone else ever been in this situation? What should I do? Taking drugs in front of their kids and smelling up my space too is not okay. What they are doing is actually child abuse. Should I report these scumbags? And that's from a lady, we're just going to call her Anon because she doesn't want to be identified. In fact, she also sent us a voice note, which I'll play in just a moment. She doesn't want to be identified at all for obvious reasons, I'm sure you can understand. But as I said, we'll be playing a voice note from her in a second that she also requested us to disguise. So, Katie, what do you think? Should she report these neighbours for smoking spliffs in their back garden in front of their kids?
I wouldn't say report them. But I'd maybe say it to them.
Say what to them?
About smoking weed in front of kids.
None of your business.
Look, I don't have a problem with weed. I've smoked it myself in the past, It's not to me a serious thing. I think alcohol is actually probably more dangerous and a worse drug. But I don't think kids should be breathing it in. They shouldn't be. If you want to smoke weed, fine, but keep it away from your kids. It's still a drug, And regardless, it's a plant and everything else. And I get it. I used to smoke it myself, as I said, or I have smoked it in the past. I wasn't a smoker of it when I was younger, but I smoke it now and again.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to smoke a joint, wait till your kids go to bed or something like that. Do you know what I mean? Don't be doing it.
Okay, now they're doing it in the back garden and the kids are running around in the back garden, yeah?
The smell of it, though, the kids... like, and as... now, look, to be fair, everyone's saying about the smell, you know, everyone on Facebook giving about this woman saying the smell is in her garden. Like, at the same time...
Now, it's a manky smell. I can't stand the smell.
I love the smell.
Oh, I can't stand the smell of it.
Like, if I'm walking through town, I get a whiff of it. I wouldn't smoke it now, but it's just the smell.
I was walking through town last night, actually, myself and herself, and my Jesus, the bang off. A load of people. The bang was woeful. I can't stand the smell of it. I would hate that smell to be wafting into my backyard.
That's the thing. She obviously doesn't like... No, I like the smell, but I wouldn't be happy with my kids constantly being exposed to the waft of hash or cannabis, especially if it, you know, if it was coming from the next door neighbour and there was nothing I could really do about it. I mean, if everyone's saying that, you know, oh, shut up, mind your own business. If you had a smell constantly wafting through your house of something that you didn't like and something that is, let's face it, illegal, would you be happy?
Okay, so you're saying that if not necessarily to report the neighbours, but to say something. Now, I would imagine... based on our voice note, these neighbours aren't the nicest people in the world, yeah?
I haven't heard the voice note.
Oh, well, I'm going to play it now in a second. But the neighbours aren't the nicest people in the world. I know if she rocks in next door and says it to them, the neighbours are going to tell her to F off.
I know it's a tough one, but I think maybe somebody should say, just let her know that, look, I know you're smoking around your kids. Whatever about if the kids aren't even near them, that's different. But the kids shouldn't be running around, especially if they're young kids, which she said in the message they are. Like, they shouldn't be breathing in that. Do you know what I mean? Their little lungs are developing. It's not right. They shouldn't be. Well, you want to smoke weed, that's fine. Just don't do it around your kids.
Let's have a listen to her voice note. Now, as I said, and she says it at the very start of the message, she asked for her voice to be disguised. So have a listen to this, please.
What's the story, lads? Yeah, come here. You can play this if you change my voice, because I don't want any trouble with them. Obviously, they're scum. But like that, you should not be doing that around kids. I'm like, I'm out in my garden and I can smell their shit. Like, fucking dirty, scummy knackers. It's just not on. It's child abuse, in my opinion. Like, parents smoking weed, fair enough if that's what you want to do, but don't do it in front of your fucking kids, and don't make your neighbours smell the habits of your dirtiness. Like, honestly, they're fucking mank bags. I'm furious, so I am. But yeah, look, I'm not afraid of them or nothing. It's not why I'm asking you to hide my voice. It's just that I don't want the fucking drama. And, like, they're obviously knackers, little rats going around smoking weed in front of their kids. Kids should be taken off them. It's only fucking right. Oh, disgusted. Like, I'm absolutely raging with it.
Well, there you go. There's her her voice note. Lovely, colourful language in that. Thank you very much indeed, Anon. And she's basically saying that the kids should be taken off the neighbours because they smoke weed in front of them. A bit dramatic,
that,
now, isn't
that's
it?
That's a little bit dramatic. That is a bit dramatic. But at the same time, children should not be breathing in their parents. Just like a normal cigarette. If I'm having a cigarette, I'm not a smoker. But if I am having a cigarette, I won't do it.
You're not a smoker, but if you are having a cigarette.
If I was the odd time, I might have a cigarette. Do you know what I mean? If I was, I wouldn't do it in front of my kids because I wouldn't want them inhaling the smoke. And I don't want to normalise smoke either. It's also about normalizing it.
Okay, so you would, if it were you and the smell of cannabis was wafting into your backyard, and you go into the neighbors and you'd say leave it out.
It's a very tough one, but I'd kind of make a joke maybe about it and be like, Jesus, the smell of ganj coming out of your back garden or something. I'd say something like that. And be like, God, your poor kids or something. I'd say something to let them know I'm aware of it.
Then they tell you to piss off, and then what happens then?
It's just really unfair.
I mean, really, the question is there any harm? Now, we're talking about in the outdoors, we're talking about in the back garden. Is there any harm in a parent smoking a joint with the kids around? That's really the question.
That smoke from a joint is really, it's a lot stronger than smoke from a cigarette. It's a lot heavier,
joint. It's a lot more pungent.
It's a lot more pungent. It's a lot heavier. It stays around. It's thicker. Yeah, I don't have a problem with people wanting to smoke a couple of joints, but don't do it in front of your kids. I think it's selfish to do that in front of your children.
Let me
play it in their back garden without breathing in your drugs.
Let me bring in Anthony on this.
How's it going, lads? I can't come onto the show right now, but an interesting topic. Stay out of it. If she's that concerned about the children, she's get on to Tuzla and just remain anonymous. She's only giving herself trouble. Anyways, love the show. See you.
Joseph, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Joseph?
Adrian, hi. How are you?
Good, thanks, Joseph. What did you want to say on this?
And often I agree with Katie, but I think anyone that smokes weed, which is, if memory serves, an illegal substance, should have the book thrown at them. It's absolutely disgraceful. I mean, people are saying no harm, no foul. It's illegal for a reason. Smoking an illegal substance or doing anything illegal in front of your child is reprehensible, in my opinion. And those parents, as far as I'm concerned, are utter scum.
A message we played a moment ago said that if this lady Anon is concerned, then she should call TUSLA. Would you agree with that?
I've called the guards. When I lived in Tala, this was constant, especially when the sun shone. People saw it as an opportunity to go out the back and have a few drinks and play ridiculously fucking stupid music and smoke their weed. And it got a bit too much for me. I warned them multiple times if I were to smell this wafting through my garden that I'd call the guards. And that's exactly what I did.
You did call the guards?
I called the guards on them. They're breaking the law, Adrian. End of story.
When you say nothing came of it, well, the guards never bothered turning up.
I don't think the guards bother when it comes to cannabis and all of that kind of stuff. You know, maybe the stronger drugs, obviously, but they seem to turn a blind eye to this stuff. It's constant. You walk down Grafton Street, you can smell it every fucking day.
Only did last night. I just mentioned that a while ago. Last night, I was in town with herself, and we were literally walking down Grafton Street and could literally smell the waft of cannabis left, right and centre. Every few hundred metres, we could smell the smell, and it was...
Absolutely, and these people are getting it from somewhere. But yet the Gardaí, they'll him and they'll haw about approaching these people. I'm concerned, but I had enough. Sick of it every summer.
So you believe that kids should actually be taken away from them? What about if parents are doing it not in front of the kids? What about if they're doing it when the kids are in bed?
Listen, if people want to break the law, that's their own thing. I'm a former smoker. I did smoke. I never smoked weed. I've never smoked anything illegal. But I wouldn't dream of smoking a normal cigarette in front of my children.
Let alone
it's
a joint.
Not something you do. No, not even a cigarette.
All right, so this neighbour is smoking weed with the nice weather out the back garden every day. The two neighbours, and their kids are playing away in the back garden as well. What should this lady do about this?
Absolutely. I mean, reporting to the guards, I would go as far as maybe ringing TUSLA and I'd say, look, these kids are living with parents who are clearly breaking the law and they're smoking illegal substances. That's the light of day.
Joseph, do you drink?
Alcohol isn't illegal, Katie. I don't drink. I drink very rarely, to be honest. It would have to be a social occasion, but I wouldn't dream of drinking anything in front of the kids either.
Okay.
I remember when I was growing up during the 70s and the 80s, it was all very different. I mean, I used to drive to Ross Lair to go and visit an auntie who is no longer with us. And my mum and dad used to smoke in the car. I bloody hated it. I hated it as a child. It was awful. I could only imagine the effects that weed would have on a child in those circumstances. It must be much, much worse. Plus, maybe it would lead to them taking up smoking. I mean, if they see mum and dad doing it, then why the hell not?
Okay, so tell me, Joseph, what this lady, we're calling her Anon, okay, because she doesn't want to be identified. And in her original message, she actually told us the exact part of Finglas that she lives in, but again, I'm not...
Finglas, what a shock, yeah.
Right.
Sorry.
This lady, Anon, you're saying she should ring the guards, and what would that conversation consist of? What would she be saying to the guards?
Bring the guards and say, look, I've got neighbours here. They're clearly smoking illegal substances. The smell is coming through my house. It's affecting my children. Can you come over and sort it, please? Whether the guards will do anything is a different story, but that's one thing she could do. There's no point in approaching people like that, Adrian, because you'll just be told two words. You know exactly what they are. These are the kind of people.
Amanda's telling me in my ear here, Joseph, that the initial message you sent in, Amanda just said to me, the word you use for people who smoke weed, whether it's in front of kids or not, is junkies.
Cannabis, is, as far as I'm concerned, and as far as the experts are concerned, Katie, is a gateway drug. I think that's been well proven.
So people who smoke weed, whether with kids or without, you think are junkies?
People who smoke weed regularly are addicted to an illegal substance. So if we want to use the word junkies in that regard, which I did, then yeah, I'd say, yeah, fair enough, junkies. They're weed junkies.
So this lady should ring the guards and say, my neighbours are smoking weed. And what do you think the guards will do if they receive that call? My neighbours are smoking weed.
I would like to think, Adrian, they'd do their fucking jobs. But I mean, from what I've seen, there's Gardaí on Grafton Street every day. They must be smelling the same stuff we're smelling.
Yeah, they have to be. They have to be, yeah.
Maybe it's too much paperwork or something. I don't know. But at the end of the day, these drugs are getting sold to people. And these are being sold by drug dealers who I'm sure have other drugs. I mean, if the Gardaí really want to do the job that they say they want to do, then they need to tackle it. Some people argue that cannabis should be legalized. I totally disagree. I know it's something that maybe a guard might let you off with if you've got a small bit. But at the end of the day,
but you obviously believe that when it comes to children, smoking weed in front of or around children is deplorable. That was what you said.
Any parent that does that, in my eyes, is an absolute cretin, scum of the earth. They're not raising their kids. They're dragging up their kids in that environment.
Smoke a bit of weed.
It's an illegal substance, Adrian.
I'm aware of that. It may not be illegal forever, but I'm aware that it is.
But at the moment, it is. And until it's legalised, then by all accounts, she should be ringing the Gardaí. I don't think it should be legalised. And I think anyone that smokes anything around their child isn't that much of a good parent, to be totally honest.
Okay, so if you smoke a cigarette or a joint in front of your child, you are not a good parent.
Correct.
You smoke a cigarette. It's plenty of no, I don't smoke that they can breathe it in, but I wouldn't call people who have a cigarette in front of their kids.
Why do it in front of your child?
Think it's a sign of bad parenting. I think, okay.
But why don't you? Why don't you do it personally, Katie?
Because I don't want to normalise smoking for them. Because I don't want them to look at me with a cigarette and think that.
But that for me, and Boulabus to you, that's responsible parenting, which is seriously lacking in this country.
But
you are doing the responsible.
In fairness, Katie, you are doing what he's saying.
I know, but what I don't get is his attitude to people who smoke when the kids aren't around. You seem to have a very harsh attitude towards cannabis smokers or cannabis users.
Because I think it is a gateway to
it's not for
kids.
Everyone. It's not. I know plenty of people who... Yeah,
Katie, you can tell a weed user by you can see them a mile off.
Stop.
They're dopey and they have anxiety and depression and the heavy reliance on what they're using. And it's just ridiculous. I don't know why people are even talking about legalizing this stuff. It's clearly having a detrimental effect on the people that it's using, that are using it.
You've said you've never tried it at all. You've never had a smoke or a joint.
No, a hand on heart, and that might sound a bit crazy to people, but don't get me wrong, I did have a cigarette and I smoked for a few years, but I never tried.
Okay, so
like
report
that.
These people for doing something illegal in front of their children. That's basically it.
Yeah.
Stay there for a second, Joseph, if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. Pauline, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Pauline?
Well, lads, I think Joseph needs to maybe have a wee smoke himself to settle a little bit. I don't agree with it at all, right? But if you look back into the 80s, me personally, I grew up in a pub at the weekend with my parents. There was drink, there was smoking. I don't do either. You know, it doesn't mean that, you know, that them children are going to grow up to be, in brackets, junkies. It doesn't say that they're bad parents. Would I do it if I was a parent? No, I wouldn't, because it just doesn't look right. It's not healthy for the kid. But to report the parents, she's just going to cause an awful war between her and the neighbours. And if they're as bad as she says they are.
But according to Joseph, it's the responsible thing for this lady to do, because they should not be smoking weed around their children, and the children should not be exposed to it.
Yeah, and so if she goes to the guards are going to take her statement. They'll be like, all right, she will send somebody up there. They probably won't send anyone up there. If they do go up there, they don't give a shit about things like that anymore. They're going to go to those people and say, your neighbour's after reporting, you know, such and such, or somebody's after reporting. They're going to know it's her, and she's just going to... It wouldn't be worth it.
There you are, Joseph. It just wouldn't be worth reporting.
Well, listen, I can understand that argument because it seems to me that the guards are turning a blind eye to this stuff. But we've all heard over many, many years at this stage how secondhand cigarette smoke is causing health chaos for numerous people.
But it's outside.
It doesn't matter if it's inside or outside. If you can smell it, you're getting it into your fucking lungs.
Of course you are. But I mean, like...
So why should anyone who is a neighbour of someone have to deal with that on a daily basis, especially when we get days like this?
I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm advising the woman how to approach it because, like, if she's, let's say, wherever she's living, let's say it's a housing estate, she has to live there as well. I pity her for having to smell that. I would maybe approach them in a manner that's exactly not the way she's sounding on the voicemail. If she approaches them with that aggression, she's going to fuck herself up. Excuse my French.
Go ring the guard.
But is the smell thing, is that not like going into your neighbours? Because I have neighbours beside me and they always cook very, very rich food. They're Filipino, but it smells lovely, but to a lot of people it might smell too strong. So is that like... going up to your neighbour and saying what you're cooking there is rotten, you're going to have to stop.
Yeah.
Jesus, Katie, yeah. That's what a stupid analysis. I mean,
but
Christ on a bike.
It's about to smell it. And I think the woman is only kind of using the kids as a weapon in a way. That woman doesn't give a shit about the fucking kids, I'd say. She's only using that as a weapon to threaten the neighbours. If I was her, if it is really that bad, none of us can say how bad it is, but I would, you know, try and approach one of the neighbours on their own, not in a group setting. Maybe just say to them, can I have a chat with you for a minute? Look, I've no bother with you smoking weed. That's your business. It's not my business. But it is blowing into my house and that, and it turns my stomach. Is there anything you could do? Maybe smoke it at night when everyone is inside or something like that. They probably turn around and tell her to mind her own fucking business, go fuck herself or whatever. There's nothing. It's unfortunately, I don't think there's anything she can do. Move to the country.
Seriously, that's your answer. Move to a different country. Just don't approach them because they'll tell you to F off. I mean, seriously.
Joseph, the reality of it is the neighbours most likely will tell her to F off. They will.
Nice neighbours then, aren't they? Can we be totally honest here? It wouldn't be just one person smoking a joint. More often than not, and it certainly was when I lived in Tala, it would be a group of people, maybe 8 to 10 people in the garden all smoking a joint. And this waft of smoke lifting and going through the air, it was just disgraceful. And it was constant. And it wasn't like I rang the guards from the outset. I went in multiple times. I was told multiple times those two words. And I just had enough. And I called them out on the bad parenting and smoking these illegal substances and put to their children, the poor kids, inhaling all of this stuff. It's utter disgraceful. They are scum. Any parent that smokes weed in front of their child is a scumbag as far as I'm concerned.
You might be interested in this message then, Joseph. And Pauline, have a listen to this from one of our listeners. Came in just a moment ago and it says in huge big letters, "Don't give out my name, guys. I've got the same problem in my estate. Houses beside me are at it all the time, to the point my kids are waking up and coming down the stairs to see what the smell is. It comes in the vents even if you don't open the windows. It's so bad. And as usual, it's the same unemployed dole scroats, four or five lads in houses, and not one of them has a job, and get the house for nothing while I work and pay huge rent. It's so annoying. I've reported them loads and nothing is done." Now, there's no mention of kids there, but it's the fact that the smell is wafting in, that his kids have noticed the smell. Joseph, the guards just do nothing. So you're wasting your time.
I would say, Adrian, that text, what you got in there, that was probably a very accurate representation of the type of people we're dealing with. And at that stretch, I could probably guess that they're drinking, maybe Dutch Gold. You can picture them in your mind's eye, and I don't think we're too far off it.
Pauline, looking at that message, nobody should have to put up with that, that the kids are even coming downstairs. What's the smell?
If these ones that are smoking... I'd approach the landlord on the QT and just say, look, you're going to have to do something about this. If they're renting the property, they're probably students, whatever they are, whatever character or person they are. I would just approach the landlord and say, look, so you're going to have to do something here. Okay. You know what I'd approach with them?
I have to ask Joseph, just as a matter of interest, like some people smoke weed to wind down, some people have a beer to wind down. What do you actually do to wind down?
I listen to your show, Katie. That's what I do.
Okay, fair enough.
Although it does tend to wind me fucking up like this one does, because, you know, look, I don't mind people winding down, but let's do it legally for a start. I mean, if you want to have a cigarette, go have a cigarette, but don't do it in front of your children. You don't. The listener who disagreed with me at the start, telling me to enjoy one myself to relax, has also agreed with me. I think any reasonable person will agree with me. Anyone who's listening to the parent, I'm sure wouldn't dream, a good parent wouldn't dream of smoking anything like that in front of their children. It's deplorable that some people think this is okay, and that some people have told me to F off when I've approached them on it. I think it was a very reasonable argument to have, but you're not dealing with people that are in any way nice.
Stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Joseph, our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved in this conversation, like Chloe.
Getting social services involved or the Garda is a bit OTT for smoking a couple of joints. If they were out the back having 8 cans each and a shoulder of vodka between them or each, would you be calling the guards? Probably not. Which is the worst of two evils, really, between drinking and smoking. You know, at least they're not falling all over the place. They're probably in a right frame of mind. Like, if they're regular smokers, you know, they're probably functioning. Whereas, you know, when you're drinking, you can black out, you can be sick, you can be falling all over the place in front of the kids. So I think it's a bit remarkable. As I said, that's my opinion.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
You put some money in your pocket. You come on down to Fairy House. If you want a bargain, it's a place to be. There's plenty of parking. It's so easy you'll see. La, 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 la.
Fairy House Sunday Market. Open every week.
Darren, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Darren?
Good afternoon, Mr. Kennedy.
How are you?
Not a bother. Enjoying the weather.
Good. What did you want to do? Well, this is where this issue has come to the fore with the nice weather we've had lately. Neighbours sitting out the back garden, smoking a few joints with the kids running around the garden, and this neighbour is not at all happy. What do you say?
They have little to be moaning about. And do they really think, does Joel really think that the guard will come out because of the smell of weed?
Well, he has experience of them not coming out because of the smell of weed.
And they should.
Joe was on before. What? He was on there last month on about something on about in Tala, wasn't he?
That's correct. He used to live in Tala.
He was on giving out about the people in Tala that they're all scumbags, but yet he lived in Tala.
Okay, that's fair enough, but that's relevant to this conversation.
But, yeah, come here, I would not smoke on front of any child, not just my own. That's just being responsible. But like that woman said there in the voice note, would he call the guards if they were drinking a nagging of vodka out the back? I don't think that he would. But the only reason that he's saying all this is because weed is illegal. That's the only reason.
Is that the only reason, Joseph? Although, no, he also said, Darren, that you shouldn't smoke cigarettes in front of your children. It's not.
Yeah, I agree with that as well. That's disgraceful behaviour for smoking cigarettes in front of your child. But they're outside smoking a few splits. They're probably a regular smoker.
And, Joseph, that is the reality of it. They are smoking it outdoors. You know, we all have been told that outdoor smoking is much safer.
No, there's a major, and this has to be highlighted, there's a major difference between smoking a cigarette and smoking a spliff. A spliff causes impairment. That's why drug driving is also illegal. And I'd imagine in many cases, these guys that are smoking out their back gardens, having their beers, suddenly get the hunger that's famous for cannabis.
Joe,
beer, and will get behind
Joseph.
The wheel of their cars and drive to a shop. Drug driving is also
Joseph.
Illegal. There's more to this.
Have you ever smoked it yourself?
I have smoked cigarettes. I've never smoked weed, no.
Yeah, so you haven't a clue what you're talking about then?
I don't have a clue. Well, I have a fair idea given...
You don't have a clue what you're talking about because you've never smoked it.
You don't know if it impairs you or not. Educate me, as you're an expert.
Someone who doesn't smoke or not.
So the guards are doing these tests for the crack. Is that what you're telling me?
Someone who smokes regularly, you
can be convicted of drug driving in this country, and cannabis is one of the drugs that people use when they're driving behind.
And you're all about. You drink alcohol and you've smoked cigarettes. So you have done drugs before as well. Do you think that drugs are just weed, heroin and cocaine? Drugs is nicotine, paracetamol, alcohol, but you don't think that's okay because it's
legal. Totally, Jesus Christ, and you're meant to be the educated one on this matter. You think cigarettes and weed are the same thing?
What? Well, yeah, no, I don't smoke cigarettes.
Have you smoked weed?
I smoke weed regular, yeah.
Yeah, and you think that cigarettes and weed are the same thing? Would they have the same effect?
When did I say that?
Well, I'm telling you
now. Drugs. I'm saying they're all drugs. Is that not a fact, no?
There are drugs that have different effects on your body.
Are they all drugs?
On your well-being,
yes,
on your mental
are.
Capacity to do things. Smoking an illegal substance like marijuana, weed, whatever the fuck you want to call it, that changes your body makeup, that changes how you feel, how you think, how you react to certain things,
how you
drive.
You've never smoked it.
Because I'm capable of reading a fucking article.
And again, you have not experienced. It doesn't affect everyone in the same way.
Okay, but Darren, you said a couple of minutes ago that you would never smoke weed in front of a child, be it your own or anybody's. Yeah, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
And obviously you believe that it is a responsible thing to do to not smoke in front of kids. Yep.
Yeah, because monkey see, monkey do.
Okay, grand. There is the problem then. That is the issue here, that these parents are smoking weed in front of their young children in the back garden. Isn't that an issue?
That is an issue, yeah. But the way Joe was talking, the issue is marijuana full stop.
My issue is that when I lived in Tala, during the summers, when we had nice days like this, my kids would be out the back in their little paddling pool or playing on the swing or the slide, playing football, whatever the case may be. And this waft of nonsense was constant, that my kids were breathing this in. I hate the smell of this stuff as well, by the way. It's bloody awful.
Yeah, I hate the smell of it as well.
It was constant. It was constant. And my kids were breathing this in. And I've got an issue with that. And any parent that doesn't have an issue with that isn't much of a parent in my eyes.
Okay, yeah, so I agree with you on that bit, Joe, yeah. But let me ask you a question, okay?
Let me finish. I called in multiple times to these people, as nice as I possibly could, and I was told in no uncertain terms to fuck off and mind my own business. So eventually I got so fed up, I rang the guy, and nothing much was done about it.
Well, you should have known that would happen.
All I ended up with
anyway.
Was annoying it. Well, yeah, where was this recent one? Thingless. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you a question, Joe.
One.
If you're going through a park, we'll say later on today, and you see two parents with their two or three young kids in the park drinking cans or drinking some vodka, would you bat an eyelid or would you call the guard?
If they had a car, if they were around, I wouldn't call the guard.
You wouldn't bat an eyelid. And because it's legal, that's the only reason.
Yeah. It's illegal.
But in reality, alcohol is way worse than marijuana.
I don't know. Is it illegal to drink in a public space? I'm not sure. I'm not sure the rules on that.
In most public spaces, yes, it is.
You're idiot.
Yeah.
Yep. I would look at that, and if there were kids involved, I'd look at it and go, Jesus Christ. I mean, what kind of parent does that? But no, I wouldn't call the guards in that situation. However, if they got into a car afterwards, I certainly would call the guards after that.
Okay,
but
so
if it's illegal, it's illegal, guys. That's, you know, and that's why I call the guards out of annoyance, because my kids are inhaling this stuff constantly. I don't want
but
that.
Again, but again, and this comes back to the point of this lady, Anon, she's probably wasting her time because the guards aren't going to do anything, and you have first-hand experience.
Fortunately, it annoys me. And listen, I'm a fan of the Gardaí. I think they do some marvellous work. But when it comes to this stuff, if it's illegal, why are they letting so many people off scot-free? It baffles me. I think they should clamp down on cannabis. And then maybe they'll catch more of these criminals, because you see these drug hauls every so often in the newspapers, like 30,000 or 30 million euro worth of cannabis seized by Gardaí. And that's great. But let's find out who the dealers are. And the way to find that out is by approaching those people on Grafton Street when they smell the weed. Say, excuse me, you can't smoke that. Where did you get it? Let's find out. And let's nip it all in the bud. I think if the Gardaí started doing that, then we'd have less of a drug problem in this country.
Thanks for your call, Joseph. Let me bring in Jessica.
Is it an ideal situation? No. Is it a nice situation, especially for the children? Absolutely not. But realistically, hearing the guards, what are they going to do? Absolutely nothing. You know that, I know that, the dogs in the street know that. You won't even notice this. So why should you even consider ringing the guards? I have no idea. They're just going to do nothing. Like, you could call them and say that the kids are being neglected, there's weed in the house. They're not going to care. They're not going to do anything. You're wasting your time. And then what? They'll show up at your door then and probably bash the door down and want retaliation. It's just best just to keep your nose out of it and just, I don't know, keep your windows closed, pay for breeze. The smell gets to you that much.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
You put some money in your pocket. You come on down to Fairy House. If you want a bargain, it's a place to be. There's plenty of parking, it's real easy, you'll see. La, 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 la.
Fairy House Sunday Market. Open every week.
Trev, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trev?
Not too bad, and yourself, lads?
Good, not a bother, thanks, Trev. What did you want to say on this?
Basically, I think this podcast is turning into a bunch of Karens and Joes fucking gossiping about other people's business. Like, what people do in their own homes is their own business. And
within reason, Trev, within reason.
Within reason, but, like, talking about going to guys and reporting them over a fucking joint, like, come on, cut the fuck on.
It's not necessarily over the joint. It's over smoking the joint in front of young children. That's the problem.
Well, there's plenty of people that smoke fags and drink cans and all in front of their kids and go fucking on benders and all in front of their kids. And, like, as I was saying in the comments, there was more fucking deaths from tobacco and alcohol than there was weed. I've never heard of someone die from weed.
No, I've never heard myself of somebody dying from weed. But you have to admit, Trev, it is not ideal for parents to be smoking weed in front of young children, is it?
Not really, no. But say they're out down the end of the garden and smoking, that would be fine. As long as they're not actually really where the fucking kids can inhale it.
But this neighbour is also annoyed with the waft of cannabis coming over the fence into their house. It's driving them insane.
Well, that's just, like, at the end of the day, like, it's not their fault. It's not their fucking fault.
It's, like, not their, it's not their fault? What do you mean?
It's not their problem. It's not their fucking problem, like. There's people that do be fucking smoking green in town and all, the whole lot.
Yeah, no, I smelt it only last night.
They're outside.
Okay, so these parents are outside, even though you say yourself it's not ideal. They are smoking outside, so leave them at it. None of your business. Nothing to see here.
Exactly. But the bit that's pissing me off is saying, oh, go to guys, report the scumbags, and I'll try to get the kids taken off them.
Well, I have to tell you, there's an awful lot of people that do believe, that this is bang out of order. This is dangerous, this is bad for children, and our job is to protect children.
Yeah, I understand that.
Well, in fact, a message just came in to us and it says, so Trev thinks people should be allowed to neglect or abuse kids by taking illegal drugs.
No, they shouldn't be allowed to neglect or abuse kids. But by the sounds of it, they're not neglecting or abusing their kids.
Well, they're smoking weed in front of them in the back garden. You don't see that as neglectful, no?
Not really. The kids are safe. The kids are happy. They're not inhaling the fucking stuff.
Well, they are. Secondhand smoke and all that.
The way I see it, the world is coming to a place nowadays where you can't even sit out in your back garden with a few tunes on without someone complaining.
Trev, look, if people want to smoke weed, that's fair enough. But at the same time, it is a drug. It's not cool to be smoking it around kids, regardless. It's not.
I do agree. Don't smoke it around the kids. But going as far as fucking reporting to Gary and all that, there's no need. As in sense of, like, the neighbour complaining about the smell going in, they could easily just knock in and say, look, I'd appreciate it if you could, like, keep the smell away from us or something, rather than go through fucking guards and all and fucking social workers and all that get involved. But there's other ways around it. They're going to make a big fucking shit show. That's what they're going to do.
No, I think most people who've been commenting and ringing are saying, no, don't call the guards. You're just going to make life an absolute misery for yourself if you do that. Thanks, Trev. Barry, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Barry?
Hi, folks. How's it going? How are you?
Good, thanks, Barry. What did you want to say on this?
So, first of all, like, this woman has every right to be annoyed. The smell of weed is absolutely horrible. Right? I get some people like it.
I can't stand it.
I think
it now.
It's horrible.
Yeah, so do I.
It smells like piss. Yeah, it's horrible. Second, there was people in the comments there. It's not comparable to, you know, a barbecue or lavender or flowers. You know, I mean, first of all, no one makes weed scented candles. Okay, so like, right, you might not like the smell of lavender, but
if they made weed scented candles, I would probably get one. I like the smell of weed. There are people out there who like the smell of weed. I don't smoke it, but I do like the smell of it.
I suppose, look, there is people out there that like, you know, be that on them. It certainly isn't for me anyway. But queer as well. Look, I'm no advocate for the use of weed, and I've voiced that opinion on a number of platforms, but, you know, I don't think that's even really what this is about.
No, it's not.
You know, it's consuming an intoxicant one, but an illegal intoxicant two in front of your children, right? So whatever about doing what you want in your own time, you know, that's up to you. Children don't need to be exposed to this, right? And I believe the same thing for alcohol, right? A glass of wine with dinner is fine, or, you know, can watching the match or whatever. But the same way, being legless in front of your kids, that's not okay, right?
Nobody would ever think, unless there was harm being caused to the children, nobody would ever think of calling the guards because parents were a little bit tipsy, you know, in their back garden in the summer with the kids.
I totally get that. Most people wouldn't think about calling the guards. No, but I'm saying, like, the difference between little tipsy and absolutely legless. Do you know, I mean, we all know we're like legless drunk, can't take care of yourself, let alone taking care of children. But there's a lot of people in the comments as well that seem to think that, you know, you have to pick between weed or alcohol. You don't. You can spend a bit of sober time with your kids, right, and get drunk or get high or get whatever you want on your own time. Like, if you're that desperately in need of something to relax yourself, there's plenty of CBD products out there. There's oils, there's drinks, there's whatever, you know, and you can take that and that's fine, and it's not going to inhibit you the same way that cannabis will. But, you know, as well as that, you know, even, you know, Snoop Doggy Darren said that, you know, you wouldn't smoke weed in front of kids, monkey see, monkey do. But at the same time, he's saying there's no problem with it. So, you know, what's the problem with monkey seeing if monkey can do? You know, like, it's we don't want to be, you know, teaching our kids.
Okay, so as regards this lady and in her message, she said, taking drugs in front of their kids and smelling up MySpace too is not okay. And you agree with that. It is not okay.
Absolutely. And I think probably the best thing for her to do, look, I know she said that the neighbours aren't particularly nice, and, you know, I absolutely understand that. I think if she approached the neighbours, give the first shot, approach them non-confrontationally, you know, kill them with kindness and see where it gets you. If it doesn't get you anywhere, I don't see the harm in putting in a report with the guards. I'm not saying ring 999, I'm saying putting in a report with the guards, putting in an anonymous report or whatever with Tusla. Tusla are not going to come and take the kids away.
No, okay? because somebody smoked a spliff. No, they're not.
Exactly. You know, that's not what's going to happen. So we're not talking about taking kids into care or any of this kind of business. But there's no harm in making that known, right? But as well, like, there was an article in the Journal of Pediatrics, right, found that children who are exposed to cannabis by their parents are at a much higher risk of smoking cannabis themselves, right? And children with two parents who smoke cannabis are about seven times more likely to use cannabis than children who haven't had parents smoking cannabis. Mm-hmm. You know, so it is creating, you know, a cycle. And at the end of the day, legal or not, there is huge, huge, huge health implications to smoking cannabis. Will it happen to everyone? No, of course it won't.
Okay, but your fundamental point is that smoking weed in front of children is not a good thing.
Absolutely.
The guards need to know that this is going on, but not necessarily report them and get the guards to come out, because it'll be an absolute shit show in the housing estate.
You know, I think it'd be okay, you know, talk to them first, see where that gets you, stick in a report with the guards, stick in a report with Tusla. Like, you know, there's no harm in notifying them. Absolutely none.
All right, John. Barry, because I have to go to John next. In fact, stay there for a second, Barry. John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
How are you doing, Adrian? How are you doing, Katie?
John.
Is Barry fucking serious, is he?
Yeah, he is. Are you serious, Barry?
I don't know what's wrong with what I said.
Fucking leave it out, Barry, will you, for fuck's sake. Now, here's the thing, Adrian, and I said this to Katie there earlier. I had a joint, you know, and I didn't always smoke cannabis, but when I did, like, you know, look, the kids would have never known back then when they were kids because they couldn't differentiate whether it was a cigarette or, you know. Now, just relation to what Barry said there, you know, now my kids got older and they knew it was a joint. My kids don't smoke cannabis, Barry, you stupid fuck. They don't smoke cannabis. You know,
did I say that?
Well, you just said it there. You fucking lunatic.
You did say monkey see, monkey do.
No, sorry, I was quoting.
Are you serious, Barry?
Monkey see, monkey do.
Oh, sorry, you were quoting.
No, what you said, sorry. One parent, they're more than likely to smoke it. And then with two parents, they're more twice as likely to smoke it. My kids don't even smoke, you fucking dumbass. You know, how do you make that one up, Barry? You're making a little shit up here, you know.
Cannabis is going to smoke cannabis. No, I did not. I quoted an article in the Journal of Pediatrics.
Don't be quoting any fucking articles. Let's talk sense here. Let's talk reality here, Barry. And let's come down from the clouds here. You're in cloud nine there, Barry. Barry, fuck the article, right? I'm talking true. Fuck articles, Barry. I'm talking true life here, okay? I smoke cannabis. My kids don't even smoke. This is what I'm fucking making.
Absolute fool.
This is what I'm making a point, okay? And the fact of the matter is, and the other guy is right in a way, Adrian, what he said earlier on. Why can't people just mind their own fucking business? According to Barry there, oh, sure, it wouldn't harm anybody there if they pull a report into the Guardian. To us, like, Barry, if you were living next door to me and you'd done that to me, I'd grab you by the fucking neck, Barry. That's what I do with you. I would, Barry. Because it's country like you in this country. I can't mind your own fucking business, Barry. That's the problem with this country.
And your kids can come in and visit you in prison. See how that goes.
Yeah, fuck yeah, Barry. It'd be worth it if you get upend you. Because here, there's people like you that can't mind your own fucking business about the problem is with Ireland. You just can't mind your own business. Damn four walls. See them four walls that you're living in, Barry? They're fucking yours. And see these four walls that are mine? These are mine. They're none of your business, Barry. You were, if you were hanging the cards for me that I had a joint, Barry, I would have banned you, Barry. I'm sorry to tell you that, but I won't.
Hang on.
Good lad yourself.
Yeah, good lad yourself is right. Yeah. John, the fact of the matter is that this neighbour can't stand the thought that that their neighbours are smoking weed in front of their kids and that the smell is wafting into her back garden. She doesn't like the smell. I don't like the smell.
Don't know.
Don't say
there's
no smell.
Some people don't like the smell of grass, but that's the way it is, Adrian. What can you do, you know? It's the fucking neighbours. That's there, you know. What can you do? What do you want them to do, you know?
So to the lady who contacted us, you are saying, mind your own business. There's nothing to see here.
Fucking loudly. Keep your shit to yourself and everybody will get on just for him. 100%.
Sorry, Casey's an issue here.
There's a lot of messages. There's a great, very angry message in here for John.
Hang on, John. Let's have a listen to this very, very angry message.
I haven't sent it across yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Here we go. Seeing if this person actually wanted to talk to us. That's from Damien.
This is Damien. Have a listen to this, John.
Jonathan is telling Barry not to quote articles. He's a fucking idiot. He's the man that reads most conspiracy theories and then regurgitates them on this show. Asshole.
Now, there you are, John.
Conspiracy theories? I'm no conspiracy. I just say how it is, Adrian. Why doesn't Damien come on there and I'm like, he's good enough to send a message and why doesn't he call in there and have a consultation? You know, it's Damien that's talking shit. You know, as I said, Adrian, this would be a better world if everybody minded their own fucking business. That's all I'm saying. You know, mind your own business. That's it. Why can't we get on? Why can't we all get on and mind our own business? That's all I'm saying.
Can I ask you, John, do you see any harm in two parents sitting out the back garden with their young kids smoking joints? Do you see any harm in that?
They shouldn't be smoking around the kids, of course, and I'm going to say that, Adrian.
That's the issue.
Yeah, but it's the smell and it's this. You're like, oh, I don't like the smell of it. Look, if you like it or not, you know,
again, John, this lady is upset, is angry over the fact that they're smoking weed in front of their kids.
She's pissed off there's a smell of cannabis coming into the gaff. And now she's using the kids as a smoke screen. You look, as I said to you, Adrian, if they were my neighbours, I wouldn't give a fuck because you know why? I mind my own business. They can do what they like. It's none of my business.
All right. Okay, John, thanks very much indeed for your call as always. And one final WhatsApp voice note from Dave.
Hey lads, I think John there, you know, giving out to Barry, and he's calling him this, he's calling him a fucking agent, he's calling him a dope, and he's calling him whatever the fuck he's calling him. John sounds like the same kind of scrout that would be out in the front garden smoking this and then having a drink. You know, that's unemployed.
All right, Dave, thanks very much indeed for your message, and thank you all of you for your messages. Interesting conversation. I think the bottom line, though, Anon, is don't call the guards, mind your own business. I think that's the overwhelming opinion, isn't it?
Yeah, talk to your neighbours. Tell them, you know, it's not nice for your kids to be breathing it in. Just stop. They tell you to piss off, they tell you to piss off. You've done everything you can.
Okay, that has been episode 998 of Opinions Matter. We hope you enjoyed it. Episode number 1000 will drop on Monday. And all of next week, we have a great selection of prizes to give away, including two nights in Farnham Estate in County Cavan with an evening meal. All of the details available on our Facebook, our Instagram, our live show, and this podcast. Episode 1000 on Monday. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you soon.